Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is your host, Colt, from Icy Dead Pixels. I hope everyone is having a nice, relaxing day. I hope all of your plans got completed or on their way. For everyone else, I like to call us degenerates. Let's party!
Yeah.
How's everyone doing? How are you two? I got my two lovely hosts here. Welcome, guys. I know I just had to. I had to change it up a little bit. You know, I tried to bring more people in before I just explode.
Hell, dude, I thought I thought we were an NPR talk show. I mean, I thought you were going to go. This NPR radio talk show was brought to you by PBS Studios.
That's what I was expecting too.
But I'm back to normal. Okay, don't worry, guys. I'm not going anywhere.
Is there? Are you normal?
I mean, I threw my headphones off. Nope, I'm not. That's the problem. Standing in this corner, we have someone. I don't want to put off any weights. Anyways, we have Aaron. How are you doing, Aaron?
Oh, you know, I'm fantastic. I'm here in the newsroom right now. We're coming at you live from Pennsylvania. We got our only thing here that's guaranteed in life, and it's a 99-cent Arizona green tea.
More like a clear tea, but.
And standing in the other corner, brewing beer and busting guys.
Doing a great job over there, bud. Unfortunately, the last thing I brewed wasn't
There's
beer.
Nick. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm frustrated. I had to brew a fucking seltzer.
I bet it's delicious. About it.
But guess what? I'm drinking some beer today, boys. I got a super cluster. Logging in 8%. Citra Hop Mega IPA. It's pretty tasty. It's pretty juicy. If you can find it in your grocery stores, definitely check it out. It's really, really good.
Nice, dude. We will have to check that out. Speaking of which, I went to Trader Joe's and
take us on
I got a mystery bag of beer.
Oh, a doggy bag.
So we're just
going
to open this and see what happens. I don't know. I don't know if this is Joe. I think there's six. We'll see. I don't know. I paid $11.30 for it, so let's just see what happens.
Is that Joe himself?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is he a pirate?
Joe
would make the pirate.
Pirate Joe.
Did you guys, side note, did you guys see that whole, like, couple years back they were talking about how Joe is racist, or Trader Joe's is, like, slightly racist?
No, I did not, because we don't have a Trader Joe's out this way.
So, Nick, do you guys have Trader Joe's around you?
There's one actually, five blocks from me-ish.
Okay, so as you've seen, and Aaron, you'll love this. Like the normal things, like if you get hamburger patties, it's Trader Joe's hamburger patties, or beer, it's Trader Joe's beer. But if you get like pasta sauce, it's now Trader Giotto. Or if you go and get pot stickers, it's Trader Ming. Trader Jose.
Oh, wow.
And there was an African one that I can't remember, but I know it was borderline bad.
Oh, wow.
Not border, very bad.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. They did it for like basically every other country or culture, I guess, culture, they changed it to something not good. I mean, they might as well just named it like
that's hilarious.
Bad things. Not even going to go down that path.
Racist Joe's.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. Had to switch earbuds.
I had to switch earbuds there, buds.
Yeah, I had to switch ears.
This is now we're in there. Audio format. Just crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Now we're in it. Okay, so first one. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Very delicious.
Solid.
Yeah, it's okay.
Solid choice. Solid one. Ow. So the staples didn't get removed, and now they're just scraping my hand.
Well, you just kind of opened it like a He-Man.
Yeah, I know. Sierra Nevada Fantastic Haze IPA.
So that is a really good haze.
I feel like this is a Sierra Nevada bag.
That's what it's
like. No, because then we just bring it back to my own love. A nice Modelo.
Heck yeah. There's a black Modelo, too. Those are tasty.
Yeah. A Voodoo Ranger.
A what?
Voodoo Ranger.
Voodoo Ranger.
New Belgium Imperial Ale. You never had that? Very delicious. Nick, why are you looking confused? I feel like you would know that beer.
Yeah, you do look.
I'm looking confused at the chat.
You look super confused. So, Colt, are you going to be tapping into one of those brews? or are you going to be responsible today?
Oh no, I will definitely be tapping into all six of these.
I mean, right now.
Deschutes Black Porter. Definitely not going to drink that. That looks like terrible. And then finally,
it's a pretty good.
A nice Ballast Point Grapefruit Sculpin.
Hey,
look at that. So if you want to get your own. Oh, yeah. And then I was able to get Trader Joe's sold out of these within the day, but limited release cookie butter beer. So I'm excited for
this. There you go.
But
look at you.
As you guys know, and our lovely fan base, nothing is going to beat my delicious natural lights.
We still have a fan base?
Of course.
And just to piss off Nick.
Apparently today.
Very delicious hard seltzers.
No. Meyer lemon, though. That's pretty rad. Oh,
it is. This is a heater. You would actually love these. For as much as you hate seltzers, these taste delicious. It tastes like just lemon water.
Oh, they really?
They taste pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So, how's everyone doing?
Oh,
good?
Yeah.
Everyone's doing a good time? Good job? A good time?
Yeah.
I've got to have a podcast.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, what's a podcast? Do we even do those anymore?
Yeah, does? Yeah.
Welcome to the shit show, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, what has everyone been playing? What's everyone been up to? What are your thoughts and dreams?
Oh.
Let's start with playing first.
Man, I've been playing like a lot of different shit. I mean, I've been playing like Tony Hawk Underground 2, Sackboy, GTA 5, Lego nice. Star Wars. I mean, I've been bouncing around playing everything as much as I can. Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Nick?
Boys, been playing a lot. So first off, I've been streaming a little bit of Pokemon Soul Silver. I'm doing a Nuzlocke run, and it's actually a randomized Nuzlocke run. So all the trainers have randomized Pokemon. All the Pokemon in the wild are randomized. Even the starters were randomized. my starters were Ralts, Mareep, and I don't remember who the third one was for some reason. I could probably go back and find it in chat, but I couldn't really decide between Ralts and Mareep, so I had everybody vote on the three, and we ended up getting Ralts as my starter. Well, long story short, Ralts doesn't start with an attacking move at level 5, so that first stretch of that game was rough. I had, I don't even remember what move it was. I think it's either Leer or Growl. I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, it was not fun. Yeah. But ended up getting through it. I ended up actually running into a Mareep and catching a Mareep, which everybody is currently calling the real starter now, is this Mareep that I found. Carbon started that, which was hilarious. He's like, they're the real starter, not Ralt. So that's been going great. Got past the first gym. And then my partner and I, we've been streaming some Stardew, which has been a ton of fun. We started a whole new game, I think that was last Sunday, and we went through a couple of weeks of that, and then we decided that we were going to play a little bit off stream, but then we finished up Spring yesterday, and we might end up streaming later on tonight, too. We'll see how we feel after the podcast and after we get some stuff done around the house, but other than that, I've been playing a ton of Apex as well. And it turned out I'm actually kind of okay at Apex. I've won like 4 games since I reinstalled it and stuff. I had a game the other night where I had 9 kills and like almost 2,000 damage. It's been a blast. It's been a ton of fun. And I think the three of us need to actually get a game in where it's the three of us.
Yeah, we definitely do. Mm-hmm.
We got stuff going on. Colt, what about you, bud? Have you been playing anything?
Yes, I've been playing a ton of Apex as well. Crawler, Aaron, and I got consistently second place Friday night. So that's good, but, you know, room for improvement as well. Meanwhile, you were getting first place, so awesome. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Killer Queen Black. Got back into that. Super fun. I just enjoy it. It's such a great
game. That game's a ton of fun too. I love it.
I wish it got more legs in terms of I don't even know what to add to it. I don't know if I want more modes or what, but I love it. Yeah. And then I'm hopefully going to try to start streaming the first, I can't think of the name. Shooter game.
Call of Duty.
Far Cry. I'm going to try to stream it for Far Cry.
Did you say Fire Cry?
No, Far Cry.
Oh, I was like, why is he saying Fire Cry?
Anyways.
Yeah, pay no attention to me.
Yeah.
So did you guys see we're getting squads for like 2 weeks in Fall Guys?
Yes, I did see that.
It starts tomorrow. Weeks. Yeah, they're doing a test to see what the players think of it. So essentially if people like it, they're gonna keep it moving forward. I think that would be fun when they finally do cross play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would assume when it comes to Switch, they're gonna have cross play, kinda.
You gotta assume that, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean it's epic, man. I mean they like mm-hmm. cross play and they like money, mm-hmm. so I mean
Epic owns them?
They do now.
Yeah, they bought them. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Okay.
Well, like, here's what I was thinking the other night. So, like, remember when Fall Guys was like they were super popular, and then they kind of like died down a little bit on like social media. Like, they still posted stuff, but they died down a little bit. I'm wondering if like, because those deals just don't happen overnight. So I'm wondering if like the deal was starting to go through because Epic saw them blow up, and then they're like, yeah, if you tone it down a little bit. You know, maybe, you know, we'll like surprise the people with some shit. Cause maybe squads was something they were working on for a while, you know?
When do you think it's coming to Switch?
I thought I heard like,
I mean, summer, I wonder how much,
like June, July.
Summer.
Yeah.
That's also kind of what Unite's rumored to be, cause apparently they're doing a Switch beta test next.
Oh.
Is it coming to America or is it just Canada and the rest of the world?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, but Coming to America number 2, very funny movie
is
since
it?
Last time.
Nice.
Oh, so funny. Yeah, and Fall Guys has been kind of, I think a lot of things have been super interesting. So Fall Guys is getting an Among Us costume. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
multiple companies wanted to put costumes in their game. You know, there was a back then there was like Colonel Sanders wanted to be put in there and
right.
and everything. And you're kind of looking at it. I find it super weird because they're doing it and Fortnite's doing like Epic has really taken this market of adding skins of other things into the games.
Yeah.
I really understand. Like maybe I'm just not looking at it the same way. No, I get that. I get that as money.
That's the only reason they're doing it, my dude.
But why, like, okay, why would you want a Master Chief skin?
Because you're just a fan of the series, and that's what you'd want, you know? Yeah.
Exactly that.
I guess that's why I like. Then again, that goes back to the whole I don't like the costumes in Smash either. For the Mii fighters.
Oh, the Miis, yeah, no,
yeah.
I feel
yeah,
that.
Because it's pointless. Mm-hmm. It's no matter what, you're still fighting as a Mii fighter. Like, just put them in. I don't
people,
know.
People like their cosmetics and people like their other franchises.
Oh yeah.
So that's. I mean, look at the Marvel mashup with Fortnite. How much money? We should maybe. I might search this down later. But I want to know how much Fortnite made off of just the Marvel stuff. Like in that time frame, like how much money did they make compared
Marvel,
to
Star Wars? I mean,
I wonder how much they paid for that license too.
Oh yeah.
That too. I'm sure it wasn't cheap, but they probably made their money back.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm questioning. I'm sitting in a bed holding a microphone to do a podcast. I don't, you know, I don't understand cosmetics and whatnot, but I don't know. But moving along, there's a couple things I wanted to touch on. Ace Ventura 3 is in development.
Really?
Using the writers from Sonic the Hedgehog. Did you guys like Ace Ventura? I loved it.
I loved Ace Ventura, man.
I loved Ace Ventura. The first one, little problematic, but...
Yeah, the first one was a little... Well, that, like, I don't know. To me, like, the first one was a little dry.
It was super dry.
Then the second one was like, that's my all-time favorite.
And I think it was a lot better just because of the story as opposed to...
Yeah, exactly. The story was a little... Yeah.
Yeah. I just like... Do people really want a third Ace Ventura right now? I mean, look at all the other franchises that are making... I guess a grand example is Coming to America. If it's as great as you said it is, that's awesome. But it's just so weird to me that they're bringing all these like 90s, early 2000s movies and they're making sequuels for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Dumb and Dumber. Like, that shit was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was another movie that just recently came out, too, that it's on that same path? I can't remember, but there was another movie that...
Yeah, it's been becoming a trend. And
It's particularly interesting because a lot of these are movies that Gen Z has problems with now because there's a lot of there's a lot of issues with it that you could look at, you know, and that wasn't as big of a thing back in the 90s. Like, why is this now? Why are they now making sequels of these?
Right. Goon. Why isn't there a Goon 3?
Well, I mean,
I thought there was.
Look what happened with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, man. I mean, people hated that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately, Hollywood has kind of always done this thing where they just keep rinsing and repeating stuff. Mm-hmm. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Too long ago. And I've heard it was really good. I haven't had the chance to sit down and watch it, but... I don't know, man. I'm kind of tired of seeing old franchises being brought back and tried to revamp or make a sequel or something like that. Like, it's just so weird to me. Like, Ace Ventura would have been fine with just two movies.
Yeah.
Now, the Sonic movie was really good. The writers, I'm sure, can make a good Ace Ventura movie, but...
Well, I mean,
I'm not.
And they even just began production of Sonic 2. So now they've got a little, I guess, I'm going to guess at this point they're not writing anymore. So they've got time to do it.
Right.
Sounds like Aaron's live in the, live out in the now.
Yeah, I'm out here. We're out here live and listening to, we're here in the,
researching the shelter. Yep. Yeah. The kennel.
Yeah. We're down here in the kennels, you know. Do you know if who's going to be Ace Ventura? Is it going to be Jim Carrey still?
Yeah. No, yeah.
I think so, yeah. And I think also a lot of this could also be attributed to the fact that he kind of went away for about 10 years.
Well, he also went a little weird, too.
Right. I mean, did you guys? Well, I recently saw Sonic, and he played it really well. Like,
yeah,
he
Sonic
did it.
Was good.
We went and saw it in theaters. It was wonderful.
So it would be. It's. I mean, I'm not complaining about Jim Carrey coming back out. I want him to do more movies. You know what? Make another Mask.
That'd be cool.
What I just got done talking about, Colt.
But I'm not
taking
it,
both franchises and making a new one.
I'd still watch it. Yeah. I just want more Jim Carrey because he was that pinnacle of like weird comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really good comedy actor for sure.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Until then, he stared too close to the sun and then started talking about random holes opening up in his house.
Did you watch the documentary on him when like he started to go crazy?
No, not yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's really, really good, really interesting.
Did you watch that interview of him like on the red carpet?
No.
Yes.
Oh, it was a couple years back. You know which one I'm talking about, where he then starts talking about like time is. Yeah, it's weird. You got to look it up after this. It's kind of freaky. It's as he's going downhill.
Oh boy, I can't wait for that.
Speaking of going downhill, Gotham Knights just got delayed to 2022.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hopefully that just means that they're working on it and getting it done. Hopefully they don't pull a Cyberpunk 2077 And just released crap, which, speaking of which, they just sent out a new patch to fix the police response times and driving. Better yet, how about you just patch your goddamn game to make it playable? And then we can actually get it released back out to the companies, or back out to the stores.
I finally deleted Cyberpunk off my PS5 because it was taking up too much room for a useless game I'm not going to play because it's super broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sammy and Tipper share your same response.
Well, they're mad because they hear everybody, all the other dogs outside, and they get upset that they're outside.
We want to be outside, Dad.
Yeah, they want to be outside, and I'm the only one home right now, so they can't be outside.
Finally, my last little piece of news: Jedi Fallen Order got rated for next gen consoles. I feel like I'm gonna pass. I already have it on the Xbox, and I already don't play it, so.
You haven't beaten it, so yeah, why would you play it and never beat it?
And from what it sounds like, it doesn't move over.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah, your saves don't come with you. But that's kind of been the problem with a lot of...
next-gen upgrades, yeah.
Yeah, next-gen upgrades, like... what was the game that... Oh, Control, because Control's free on PSN, or was free on PSN last month. You could upgrade it from PS4 to PS5, but if you had a save on PS4, it didn't go to PS5 with you. So I've heard a couple people complaining about that, but I feel like that's kind of part of the next generation thing anyways. If you're buying it for the next gen, you're probably gonna start over for most games at least.
I know, but,
I think the big thing though, because I was talking with Crawler and he wanted to do New Game Plus. But since his save won't move over, he would have to technically restart.
Oh, I feel you there, especially if you wanted to do New Game Plus with an updated version. That's a good point. That is a really good point.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know Crash Bandicoot just had its next-gen update, and that you could transfer your save over, so that was real nice, because I'm halfway through that game, and I was about to be pissed if I lost all my shit.
Yeah.
I also heard that, speaking of Fallen Order, that Respawn got the go for Fallen Order 2.
Oh.
So that is some also good news, at least for me.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that game. That game was awesome.
I think what I'm going to do, and I've kind of started to do this with a few games, I'm just going to bump it all the way down to easy as possible, and just play through the story, just to get to the story. Mm-hmm. I started doing that with Odyssey now, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and it is quite a trip.
Yeah.
It's still difficult, but it's going to shave off 40 hours, you know?
Exactly. No, I being the guy that ran through it on Jedi Knight, it was a hard fucking game to get through, honestly. It really was.
It is impossible for me to parry. I can't. And that game...
That's the issue that game I
depends
have
on parrying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ellie watched me for an 8-hour period try to get through one boss. Just one boss.
That's crazy.
I couldn't for some reason. And then one night, she... Actually, what happened was I was playing, and she came downstairs and was like, "Oh, you're still on this boss? Do you want me to do it for you?" And I was like, "All right, you can go to fucking bed. I'm fucking staying up all night until I beat this." And then it was like 2 or 3 runs later, I finally beat it. But yeah, I'm really interested to see what they could do with the sequel. They set it up. The ending is look, we're trying to build more story. So hearing that there is actually going to be a second one is awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Especially it'd be really cool if they could somehow make him canon too.
He was a canon character.
But I'm saying to where they even mention him in the movies and whatnot.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I feel you. Yeah.
Or somehow do a mention of him.
Yeah. No, that'd be really cool. I mean, there's comics of him out there.
Really?
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
there's a lot of comics. There's a line of them. I think there's only five or six of them. There's a little miniseries, but he's in comics.
Speaking of a 6 comic miniseries, I'm sad we don't have the next book.
Yeah, have you not gotten pictures up?
The next book release? Of what?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I have the second one. I just haven't read it yet.
It came out in February, bud.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, we even talked about it in stream. Yeah.
I just keep forgetting to go up there. I probably should do that tomorrow. I'll probably do that tomorrow because I have a short day at work. So
yeah.
Also, let me take a look. I know there's. It's been like 3 months since I've been to the comic shop.
So I thought it had been February as well, but I don't think I don't know. I'll take a look. Maybe I just.
It was supposed to come out, I think, in January, but they had to push it back to February.
My comic book shop has also been getting a lot of delays on, like, specifically Marvel. DC has been fine, but Marvel stuff is Marvel, and I think Image have been getting delayed for some reason.
Unfortunately, yeah. COVID has really screwed up the shipping.
Yeah.
Just in general, man. Especially being a brewer, dude. Oh my gosh. There was a, had a yeast strain that we were supposed to get in 2 business days, and it took them 7 business days to get into it.
Holy shit.
It was stupid. I was not happy.
Well, you figure with the pandemic and with all the winter storms and everything that was happening, man. Yep. Yeah, shipping's a nightmare.
We recently
had a Moderna shortage of the Moderna vaccine because of weather. So
was that just in Vegas, or not Vegas but Nevada, or
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no clue. Maybe because it was bad for 2 weeks out here as far as the weather. So that's completely possible.
We just got confirmation that people under 40 can start registering to get their vaccines here in about a month.
Nice.
We just got confirmation that casino workers could go get them.
Oh, that's awesome.
We just signed up to get ours. For
hospitality workers and stuff like that.
Oh, so did you?
Servers and shit like that.
Would you fall under server or no?
I think so. I'm pretty sure because
bring someone a cheeseburger, call yourself a server, you're good to go.
Well, because we take care of my grand, we're considered caretakers, so we can get ours whenever. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, one final thing in the news. I feel like I would be remiss, and Pitt would not be happy with us if we didn't mention it. But March 26th, on Friday, that is, correct, boys?
Yeah.
The one and only Fallen Underworld is coming out. It's going to be an awesome game. I can't wait.
What was that?
Balon's Underworld. Underworld.
Yeah, I heard Pitt and Cryptic are real excited for that one. Same with Slacker. They can't wait to play
Slacker,
it.
I know. Slacker is extremely excited for that.
Yeah.
I heard that the demo actually did not go well, and they're trying to fix it.
A lot of people are very upset.
They're not happy about it. Just like I'm pretty sure 2 people in our chat are going to be very upset here in a second. Also, on top of that, some game called Monster Hunter Rise is coming out. Regardless, let's just move on. There's no reason to talk about that.
Are you guys planning on getting it?
I'm going to get it only for Pit and Slacker and Cryptic.
Yeah, same. That's the whole reason I would get it.
I'm getting it purely just to play with them. Yeah. I could not give 2 craps about the game, but I'll get it just for them.
With each other. Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
That's cool. Oh my Christ.
Well, Colt never plays with anybody anyway.
Whatever.
Dude, man. Don't you dare. We just played on Friday.
I've played Apex with Pitt. I've played it with Jon Snow, don't know. I played it with literally everybody but you and Cryptic.
You and I played Friday.
Oh, because you felt bad. I had to get
because I wanted to play with a great friend.
I had to get pity games in with you because I had to guilt you all week in the
pity game.
I mean, I was about to delete it off.
How many times?
I mean,
how many times did I tell you this week, hey, let's play, and then you fall asleep?
I did not fall asleep. I actually had to work. I'm super tired.
Nick can attest to last weekend. I was like, hey, how about the 3 of us get on and we could stream it and we could play it on Saturday?
I'm waiting.
Then Saturday, I'm still waiting. Then said, no. Then Saturday rolled around and you were like, hey, guys, I finished shutting up my office all day today. I'm just worn out. I'm going to bed early, which I don't care about. I don't care. That's totally fine.
I don't care if I'm going to sit here and complain about
it. Because you're huge. What I'm complaining about is you sitting there pretending like I don't want to play games with you when I'm trying to play games with you and you don't want to go to bed.
Oh, I miss you guys.
You know what?
He's up on his soapbox already. Is it after 12 for you? Can you start drinking?
It's 12:03. Joke's on you.
Why don't you have one of the beers you have out instead of cracking open a cardboard box?
Because they're not cold.
So?
What do I want? What do I want? A room temperature Modelo.
Room temperature beer. Y'all love it.
So you'll drink a room temperature seltzer.
Oh, yeah, because it just tastes like lemon water.
Oh, my.
My gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My gosh.
You are just... You are over the top.
Not me. I didn't just go on a tangent.
That wasn't a tangent. That was a rampage because you want to falsely accuse me.
Look, this is guys. It was slander. A rampage.
I will, yeah.
Let me check if there's any questions.
There's a few pinned. I'm looking.
Do we
right
have
now.
Do we have some questions?
I don't think I've updated the pins.
Did the questions expire?
Yeah, they're back in January.
Do they still care about them? We've been an
episode for almost 2 months, so all the old pins are still here.
Well, I mean, well,
here, you know, here. This is what we'll do: Pitt's question, because we can actually make that as a full talking point.
Okay, full talking point. Okay, let's go.
Whose favorite bad guy wins in a fight? So we all have to pick a bad guy, and let's in a battle. What do you think?
In a battle.
Do we want to go video game or just anything? Let's or just video. Nintendo?
I think we should keep it to video games. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do video games.
One of my all-time favorite villains from video games is the one from Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's just a man. With, like... A psychotic man, nonetheless, but he's just a man.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I don't know, any alien or Metroids or, you know, anything could just kill him easily.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Ganondorf, or just Ganon. And, I mean, I feel like we could have an argument about who he does and doesn't beat, but what do you guys think, like, for... Favorite video game villain?
I think one of my favorite, and it's going to be a little difficult, so I'm going to have to change it for the podcast, for the sake of the argument, but one of my favorite is whoever the hell the bad guy is in Half-Life. Because technically, I haven't figured out if he's like one single person, a group, or whatever.
So, everybody's going to judge me right now. I've never played Half-Life.
Yeah, I haven't played it either, so don't feel bad.
Good, I'm not alone. Okay, I was worried.
All right, well, I guess I'll change that.
Wow.
My favorite is...
Bowser! Whoa!
No,
I'm sorry, Paige.
I'm thinking... hey, Paige just joined the Discord. Welcome, Paige! Or electric asshole, whatever you want to be called.
Electric asshole.
Ash. It's Ash.
Oh, Ash.
Electric asshole. Yeah, I see that now, yeah.
You know what? My favorite bad guy is whoever the hell... Don't worry. Whoever the hell built Mewtwo.
The scientist who built Mewtwo?
Yep.
That's your favorite villain?
Yep.
Jesus.
So why not just Mewtwo?
Yeah, so why
because
not...
Because Mewtwo turns good.
Really?
Same with like Shadow. Like Shadow eventually turns good, so I can't choose Shadow because.
Oh boy! All right, I got one. I got one for you. So I originally was gonna pick Shredder, right, from the Turtles fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
But I went and I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, he's cool and all, but Dark Samus would probably be my my favorite man. Cause like
I changed my time one more. I changed mine one more time. Go ahead and finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, just I want to hear it. I want to hear it. after I drop Dark Samus on. You know, I want to hear what yours is.
My favorite villain is going to be Cryptic. I hope you're still here, buddy.
He's not. He left.
He's not.
He found out the true position of the sharks, so he had to leave.
The final fucking boss of Final Fantasy X.
Oh, your favorite game.
Ooh. Okay, well, clearly they win, so we don't even need an argument for Ganon.
I mean,
against that.
It took Colt a month to beat him, so that definitely says something, you know.
Beating in like an hour or two, so
yeah, Cryptic's sick, just dude. Real good at that.
So game. Cool.
So cool. Just get good. Hear me out. Just don't listen just to people. Get good, man. Good advice. When people say, "Hey, look, man, this is the last beer."
Yeah.
Like we as an employee, I took this my personal beer. I'm gonna give it to you. Just say no.
Yeah.
I did say no, and then he was like, "Oh, well, you know what? I'm just gonna place it here then, and whoever comes and grabs it." I was like, "Okay, fine, I'll just do it."
Oh my!
I'm gonna start wearing this on my finger.
Just make a 3D print a mount for your hat so it just hangs like right in front.
Oh, you're onto something.
That's probably a good move, actually.
I mean, then you can patent it, and then they'll sell more snowballs to gamers because they're like, "I don't need a headset, Mike. I just need earbuds and this thing."
It's like those beer can drinking helmets.
Exactly. Helmet exactly.
Strap on and
see. We're on to something here. We're on to something.
So you're talking about you, Yevon, right? From Final Fantasy X?
No, I'm talking about the, I forgot what they call them, but basically what your dad turns into, the anima.
Oh.
Not anima, the
anima,
whatever.
What your dad gets when he's 70, an anima.
But Brasca. Yeah, that thing was terrible.
Nebraska.
This is off the rails. Nebraska is your dad's name.
I thought he said Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, wait, what? It has nothing to do with Final Fantasy.
Speaking of which,
oh boy.
I was going, let me make a little tiny announcement. Aaron and I are going to play through Chrono Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to slowly start to talk about it throughout the podcast over these next coming...
Oh, just you two?
If you want to play as well, I brought it up to you.
Just you two.
I brought it up to you.
Yeah, no, I'm 7 hours in. I'm waiting for you to get close. I'm
I haven't even started.
I got it.
Wow.
So let me tell you how far I'm in. So I'm at the part where it's past the festival and I'm into like this new area. That's about where I got to. And this is my first time playing the game too. I've never played it before this.
Well, you've never played it before?
I've never played it either.
So I know nothing of this game or anything.
That's no awesome. Good. I won't spoil stuff then, because there's a plot twist that, depending on what you do, is going to make you be like, what is going on here?
Oh,
like,
no shit.
Yeah.
And see, that'll be nice for you to kind of coach us through what's going on.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice little segment.
No, I'm really excited for playing through that, because I like what you did with your tablet, downloading it there. I've had it on my phone for... like a year and a half or something like that. I only played a couple hours, but like I said,
really?
I played it as a kid, so it's a really, really good game.
I'm looking at doing that, and then I was kind of thinking of starting Final Fantasy VIII.
There you go.
Nice.
Because I have 8 and 12 or 13, I forgot what it is on Switch. I have all the Final Fantasies on Switch, minus the Pocket Edition, whatever that is. Because I'm not going to do that.
What's the one Final Fantasy that's like Pokemon? Is it Final Fantasy World? Because I have that on my Vita. I've been wanting to play that.
No, Final Fantasy World is fun, actually. That's more of like a... What's that game? Oh my gosh.
Digimon?
That's Pokemon? More like a... Nope, a game that we... Diablo 3. You kind of go through just like levels of like dungeons and whatnot.
No shit. Cool.
All to fight a boss at the end. Yeah.
Cool.
I can't think of which one is the Pokemon like where you go and capture the monsters and use them to battle.
Well, the one that's like Pokemon's the one I have.
Let me take a look.
So now I gotta find it. I gotta find...
Hold up right now.
It is... I messed up. World of Final Fantasy Maximum.
Okay. World of Final Fantasy. Yeah, that's it.
I have so many RPGs I need to play.
No, preach, man. Preach.
I just started Final Fantasy VII Remake, too. So,
yeah.
I haven't finished Octopath.
I need to.
And I've heard of that. So.
I thought you finished Octopath a long time ago, no?
No, sir. That was Pit. Pit, like, Pit finished it. Rolled through it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. He ran through it fast. I'm only like 15, 20 hours into it.
Well, I know if I can get some more space freed up on my PS5, I want to make Final Fantasy VII Remake the game I play for Saturday Morning RPG, because I've never played that either.
That'd be rad.
So,
did you ever play the first one? No.
I tried to play the first one, but it kept putting me to sleep. So I'm hoping that like the remake will keep me awake and keep my interest. Well,
very different.
Like, yes. It's hard for me to really get into RPGs when there's so much to read. Like, right. I want to play a game. I need my attention grabbed, man, because otherwise I'm like, all right, this is boring. Next.
I feel you there. I just, growing up with them, it's something that I look past because I just truly, yeah. JRPGs are what games I'm going to play more often than any others. So it's something that I'm used to. And the modern RPGs all have voice acting in them, and specifically the remake, dude, it's so beautiful. The voice acting is really good. The story is totally different. Maybe not totally different, but very different.
Yeah.
There's we got into a fight with someone on Twitter about it, so I've heard. Totally different.
Yeah, pull up those tweets real quick and post them.
That was an interesting day.
It does a better job, in my opinion, that of like expressing that Avalanche is a fucking terrorist organization. Just like in Star Wars, the Rebels are viewed as terrorists by the Empire. What they think they're doing is what they think is right, but some people don't agree with it. And they do a really good job of touching on that, where like, yeah, it's for the greater good, but you just killed a ton of people. Like, is that really a good act? No, it's not. So it touches with like a lot of like gray areas. There's no black and white in this game, at least as far as I've seen. And it's, they do a really good job with that kind of storytelling.
Two things really quick. Lumber, yes, Final Fantasy X's overly dramatic beginning did grab me. Thank you very much. Yeah, number two, remind me, is Avalanche what Cloud was part of? Like Cloud and Tifa and them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting when you look at that, like how people side with, this is going to sound really bad, how people side with like the Rebels or how people side with Avalanche they could technically be considered the bad guys as well.
Well, you know,
depending on the way you look at it, you're not wrong.
The Empire did nothing wrong. The Rebels are the terrorist scum. So, I mean,
we could get into real life situations where we talk about a certain country and where they've invaded.
Absolutely.
I agree.
So, I mean,
which is like, I like that kind of moral quandary though. Like, yes. What the good guys are doing is wrong, but they're doing it for the greater good.
Yeah.
And what the bad guys are doing is right, but they're doing it all for the wrong reasons. Like I really do like that kind of storytelling, and the remake does a really good job of being like, look,
yeah,
these guys are terrorists.
That's great.
That's what they are. Mm. And man, it's so good. I'm only like 5 hours in. And already I'm hooked to the storytelling. So I'm sure you'll love it, Aaron.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And it'll be a Saturday morning RPG for you to run through. Yeah. It's dope.
I got to get back into that. It was just, work's been crazy. So now I just got to get into a rhythm with it, like figure out when I can jump on and everything. Yeah. So
my biggest problem is it's only the first disc. And now we're still waiting for the second one to be finished.
Oh, really?
In fact, it's even less than the first disc.
Yeah, it's only like the first third of the game.
Oh, wow.
You're not playing the whole final. Yeah. Really? That's the problem. Because then you're going to finish this, and then you're going to wait for 2 years for, you know.
No,
it'll be 20, 30, 5 by the time this game is actually done.
Oh, yes. And then they're going to get through all of them, and then they're going to release like a collector's edition for $100.
Yeah. I told Ellie that I was going to wait until all the games were out to even start playing
it. I wanted to as well. PlayStation
the remake for free, and I was like,
Yeah, PS Plus, you can get it for free. Yeah.
Is that still going?
I think that's for this until, month, too.
Until the first Tuesday of April.
You didn't... Cole, where are you been, man?
Come on. Yeah, it's that and Last Remnant, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, that's which looks pretty
rad. I have that. Because that's out on Switch. Pudding told me to get that. And so I've had that for a while, and I need to get back into that game.
There's a lot you need to get into.
Yeah.
Specifically a game with me and Aaron.
Yeah.
And now we go to the pupper.
Do you need something?
Okay, what are you doing?
Why are you giving me a 1,000-mile stare?
I swear, dude, your dog and my dog have to be related somehow. Like, because he does the same thing.
I can feel it, like...
Yeah, oh yeah.
I can feel it burning into my skull.
Piercing your soul, man. Yeah, that's how Sammy looks at me. I'm like, dude, tone it down a bit.
Not Ditto just does this.
That's because your dog's chill. Mine are all uppity.
Yeah, because your dog sleeps 24/7. Your dog's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, screw it. I'm not getting out of bed today. They're going to pick me up and move me anyway.
So let me ask you, because this was an interesting topic I found.
Oh, yeah?
How do you guys feel about tier lists for games?
Tier lists? I mean, I've seen this get kicked around the interwebs, like, I think heavy last month, and I mean, I don't know. I have too many games to put in a tier list, so, like, I really tier list...
No. I mean character tier list for games. Like, a character tier list for Smash Bros.
See, like, I like them because, you know...
people have already started releasing them for Pokemon Unite.
Really? Oh, wow. Which one's that game coming out again? Never?
Never.
As of right now, never.
Only in Canada.
Never to America. Correct, yeah.
It's only available Canada. In Canada.
Canada and Japan.
Yeah.
Canadians already are playing it, and they just haven't.
Yeah, Canadians love it.
I personally, I don't mind them. I enjoy, I'll read them, I'll look at them. My problem with them, I guess, is it's all opinion. It's yes, they are bringing into like a bunch of factors of that character, like what's their attack speed, how well are they, you know, in this situation, stuff like that. But at the same time, like there's plenty of characters, just for example, in Smite, that people would consider a C tier character that you can do really well in if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's why I think tier lists are a joke.
Yeah, and I'm fine with them. I don't have a problem with them because
I'm fine with them.
Someone's opinion. Mm-hmm. It's like me argue with you guys about how Majora's Mask is better than Ocarina of Time.
That's false.
Right.
I mean, no, that's scientifically proven false though.
That's debatable.
Everything that Ocarina of Time did, Majora's Mask did better.
Anyways, I guess we'll just move on from that.
Moving on.
Quick question, actually.
Dragons 21 on Twitter, come at me.
That's gonna be iFi Colt, but apparently, iFi Colt. Since you're the professional in, I don't know now since you just came up with that terrible take.
Wow.
But I'll continue, I guess.
Wow.
Since you are probably our lead professional of JRPGs, let me ask you,
what makes a JRPG good?
What makes a JRPG, other than obviously like it's in Japan,
yeah,
what is the difference between like that and a
Western RPG?
What Western RPGs are there? Because I don't, I feel like everything is a JRPG.
Divinity Original Sin 2, Diablo, Skyrim, any of the
Fallout,
Elder Scrolls games, stuff like that. So the big difference
is there any turn-based RPGs in West, from the Western?
Yeah, there was a few.
There was a
There's one that was on Game Pass and Switch. Because I grabbed it. I just can't think of the... Can't think
Undertale?
Of the name. No, not Undertale. It's still like party based, turn based. You walk through the world with your party. Man, let me see if I can find it.
So is it basically just like the anime term? If SpongeBob was made in Japan, it would be considered anime.
No, because I mean that argument too is
that's a
whole thing behind anime and why it is anime and not cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I wish Harley was here so I could yell at him. But
we just yelled him 24/7. Who cares where he is?
Okay, so my understanding was that JRPG was more turn based and westerns mm-hmm. were more like live action. I literally just Googled what's the difference. JRPGs typically are party based, whereas a Western RPG is typically character based. So, like The Witcher 3 or The Witcher games, you're just worried about Geralt and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Whereas, let's go with like Baldur's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Baldur's Gate, you have a whole party of members that you're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
Or you know, Final Fantasy or Octopath Traveler, all those. It's normally a party story versus a singular story.
So there's actually a game I'm playing on Vita called Orishika Tainted Bloodlines. Oh, sorry. And it focuses on one character, but whenever you get into a battle, it shows you all the parties. So it's got like a pretty decent little mixture.
Interesting.
And that's
I really like those hybrids.
Yeah, it's a JRPG hybrid that's really good. Like you have to create your character, you can modify their skills and stats and stuff, but then you can also do that with the party too. So like that's and it kind of it reminds me a little bit of Diablo, cuz you go into like these like temples and you have to go through and defeat all the Oni and stuff, but like whenever you come up to an Oni, it takes you into the battle, and then the full like Oni's party's there, and then your party's there.
Right on.
And it's it's wild, man. It's a pretty good game. But it's nice. It's a good one. That's if you wanted to talk about a hybrid, man. That's a or like a JRPG that's not a JRPG. I mean, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess like the main obvious one is a JRPG is usually geared towards more of a Japanese audience.
Yeah.
Whereas an RPG is more geared towards a Western audience.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever told you guys what I used to think JRPG was?
What?
No.
So this is going to receive some hate, so you can find me on Twitter at Colton2. I don't know what my thing is. I just type in booze bag, cult booze. There you go.
Oh, my.
Or join our Discord and come yell at me there.
There you go.
My DMs are open. Yep, cultbooze45. Find me on Twitter. So I used to think the J in JRPG meant junior.
Junior.
And I figured that meant that they were small.
Was this whenever you were still holding your controller upside down?
No, this was up until 2019.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
Until Mel told me what our lovely Mel's told me what it meant. It was like late 2019, I found out. But I used to think junior meaning small. And
amazing.
It was during when all the Final Fantasies came out for Switch in 2019.
And you said, what are these junior RPGs? What are they?
So, no. So I knew that Pokemon was considered a JRPG.
Yeah.
So I was like, I mean, that's kind of small, I guess, when you look at it. And then I was going through, like, I was going through Final Fantasy IX. And I was like, how is this junior? Like, this makes no sense. This is fucking huge. What's going on? And so someone was like, well, yeah. Someone mentioned another game that was coming out. And I was like, this game is so huge. Why is it called a JRPG? And someone was like, well, there's not like a size variance. I was like, what? And they're like, no, it's just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, it's junior RPG. They're like, no, the J is Japanese, you idiot. And I was like, oh, Thanks,
that's
Nels.
Hilarious, man.
That is good, though. That is.
Yeah,
good.
I was always so confused of like, wait, why is this? And then I was like, hold on, because then I was like, oh yeah, Fallout's an RPG, and that is huge. Like, that makes sense that it's not a junior RPG.
Oh my!
I love you, Colt. It's like the whole Bonesaw story. One of my favorite things.
Oh, that's one of my favorites too. For those that don't know, we have a lovely guy named Bonesaw here, and one day I was playing video games with Harley very late, and I had quite a few, and he mentioned that he was going to go hang out with Bonesaw the next day, and I thought he actually meant Bonesaw from Spider-Man, not Bonesaw in our Discord. And so then one time I asked him if he is like pretty cool in person. He's like, yeah, he's like a normal guy, and I was like, man, that's so cool that like if they, you know, an actor is being like cool. And I was like, does he ever do like the skit? And he's like, no, like what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, I just figured he would do Bonesaw and Freddy. And I was like, wasn't he ever a real wrestler? And he's like, wait, Colton, what do you mean? And I was like, you're talking about Bonesaw from Spider-Man? He goes, no, Bonesaw the person here, like what are you talking? I was like, oh
boy.
Yeah, it was a great day.
That's a hoot, yeah.
It's my favorite.
Oh.
My favorite was loving Ulfric Stormcloak.
Right. Oh gosh.
He's like, I don't see a problem with him. He's just trying to, you know, make Nords great again. I don't know. Like, he's trying to bring back peace and order to Skyrim.
I backed myself into a corner then.
It's like, wait, Colt, you don't know. He's trying to, like, ethnically cleanse Skyrim for his people. And you're like, wait, what?
I mean, yeah, when you put it that way, it sounds bad. But
blonde-haired, blue-eyed man is like, get rid of all the other races. Yeah. Colt.
We just leave all the mead in the land.
Colt's like, he just promoted me, and I have a house now? I have a servant? Like, this is great. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever he wants.
He gave me some book to read.
What's it like? Okay, guys, I have a question here.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna step on your toes, Colt.
We could do this question, and we could probably
from the great Slacker Monkey.
Oh boy!
What is your go-to karaoke song that we will eventually get to hear you sing when we have an official ISDP karaoke?
Oh boy, I can't wait to answer this one.
I'm thinking "Sweet Caroline."
Oh gosh. We don't know. You're making it up, you bitch. I'm gonna have to send you guys a video of people in British pubs singing that in karaoke. That's what they say instead of like the ba 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 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's so good.
So that's what Colt wants to do for his official
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh boy.
Well, Nick
and a few others actually got to hear me do one of the three songs that I like to do. I did sing in the Discord one night when I was playing Guitar Hero. But I would do either Stand By Me. What's the other one? I Believe in a Thing Called Love and Wagon Wheel. Not like the OG
the
one. Not the original, man. Give me
like the Hootie
and the Fish. Yeah, give me that one. Those are usually my go-tos when I could go out to the bar.
It's probably Darius Rucker, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wasn't Hootie the norm of the original?
No.
No, it's an old country band that did better.
Like something Crow or Medicine Show or something. Old Crow Medicine Show, maybe. Yeah.
So then Hootie and the Blowfish redid it, and then Darius redid it on his own again?
I believe so.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's also weird that Darius Rucker was in Hootie and the Blowfish.
Well, I mean, it's also weird that Johnny Cash never really made a lot of his own shit, though.
Yeah, I know. He's a false.
Is he a phony?
That man is a fake. He's a phony.
Yeah, what would yours be, Nick? What would you do?
That's a hard question, honestly.
There's so many that I would want to do.
Go ahead.
I just want to ask real quick. If I know you have your own little set list that you're going to tell us, right? But
yeah,
could we, because I know Colt wouldn't, because Colt's not emo, but would you do Cute Without the E with me? Because that's a duet, dude.
Without hesitation, I would do that song with you.
All right, cool. Then it's settled. But yeah, go ahead. I want to hear the set list now.
The Taste of Ink would be awesome.
Yeah, that one would be good too. Yeah.
All That I've Got by The Used.
Oh man.
You know, Pretty Handsome Awkward by The Used. Yeah. I would just sing all the, I would sing the entirety of In Love and Death. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, BYOB would be a good one, too, but I feel like after a while, you would just be dripping in sweat because it is just insane in general.
Dripping in sweat. I mean,
why don't presidents fight the war? Why do they always send the poor?
Man. So
right, that's what you said.
I was trying to think of a witty comeback.
Yeah, okay. I was like,
I'm gonna do the lyrics because I'm gonna be honest. The rest of them just sound.
So when
they feed you lies from the tablecloth.
So while we're here doing this live, do we want to pick a time to actually make this happen? Karaoke night in the Discord?
Because
obviously we can't really stream it because, you know, that's somehow that's against the law.
We would have to do
now.
It in the Discord.
But that's what I mean. We could do it in the Discord.
But that's fine as well.
When should we? I mean, I'm always down for it.
Let's put out an announcement to the community and see what everybody else can do.
Hell yeah.
Mainly
like
because
Friday
I'm not.
Saturday night would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I'm not going to attack you, Aaron. So don't take it as an attack. But who knows how long it'll take you to edit and post the podcast.
Well, you know, this will actually.
We don't want to schedule this for Friday and then it doesn't come out for fucking next month.
Hold on. I did have a lot going on and I wasn't.
I'm not saying no.
I'm just saying, like, now this is going to go up later tonight. This is going to get edited and go up later tonight because I'm turning over a new leaf and trying to get out of my mental funk. So that'll be.
Does that.
It's all good, brother. Colt's
like, is this actually going to get edited and up there tonight? I mean,
I was going to make a leaf joke, but I was like, you know what? Never mind.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I think making sure that everybody else can have the time, I think, is what we want to try to get as many people as we can into karaoke.
We could just call it the ISDP talent show.
There you go.
Could have Pitt and Slacker do magic tricks for us on screen.
I would love that.
Oh boy! Look at that! How did he do that? How did he do that? I don't know. Oh my! But anyhow.
Oh, I forgot one of the best parts. Apparently, the King of the Hill writers are in talks about coming back rewriting more of the shows.
I'm excited for that. I wonder how they're I wonder how they're gonna write off Luann because she ain't there no more.
She DED.
DED.
Did she?
DED.
No, she died in the show.
Yeah, did she actually in the show?
I could have sworn she did.
Dude, spoilers.
Wait, did she die in real life?
Yeah, the character, the person who did her voice died. Yeah, Brittany Murphy died, bro.
Oh, no, okay, so I seriously meant, I thought in the show she died.
No, like her voice actor died, and then shortly after that, the show kind of said, well, we're done. Because they were still going strong.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of that show, unfortunately.
I could have sworn she died.
I need to get on that.
Colco, she's DED. Meanwhile, in real life,
Colt over here, the insensitive bastard.
This is what happened this is what we get whenever Colt's sober in the daytime.
Right. There's my one terrible thing per podcast. I said,
right.
You can find him in the server as Colt45. That's Twitter at Colton2045.
Colt Booze 45.
Colt Booze. Sorry.
No, I'm thinking of Ned Flanders' wife.
Ned Flanders. That's not even the same show.
I know.
Way off.
Oh boy.
Way off. Well, yeah, everybody. I guess since we're talking about announcements and stuff, I guess just keep an eye out for more streams coming out.
Yeah.
I know Aaron's doing Tizer Tuesdays every once in a while. He's doing Saturday morning RPGs, which have been very entertaining so far. I'm trying to do Pokemon on Wednesday nights and potentially try to keep doing like some set Stardew stuff on Sundays.
I know.
I might do a regional Saturday or here and there. But
when Snap comes out, I want to play that on stream because I've never really played a Pokemon Snap game. So,
dude, that'd be awesome to. I would love to watch you play that. That'd be so sweet. Well, that'd be really good Tuesday stream.
I know. It would be really good. Well, then if I don't know if it's gonna have multiplayer or not. So hopefully we can we can photograph Pokemans together.
That'd be really cool.
Awesome. Nothing much.
You say something?
He's talking to his roommates.
They're trying to fix the car bed.
The car bed. Getting an oil change.
Okay, well, I don't have anything else. I think we should wrap this up, shall we?
Sounds great, man. Thanks, guys, for sticking it out and waiting for us to.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining this wild ride we have.
Yeah. I don't know why any of you listen to us. We really appreciate it.
We are so stupid. We are so stupid.
Specifically, Colt.
Yes, 100%.
Specifically, 100%, Colt. Yeah. But anyway, we do appreciate it. Nick, where can they find you?
Mostly the Discord here, you know, I Fight Dragons. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at iFightDragons21. Everything is lowercase except for the fight. And I have a really awesome picture of a Pikachu hat with a Rasta hat on it, so you can't miss it. That's the best place to find me.
Oh yeah, Colt, what about you? Where can the people yell at you at?
You can find me on Twitter at ColtBooze45, the number 45. You could also join the Discord and just tell me how terrible of a human I am, because sometimes I probably need to hear it. Or just if you want to listen to more hot takes, keep listening to the show. Keep tuning in. We're all going to probably start our streams up here soon and have a consistent schedule. Join the community. Come hang out. Come say what's up. Mm-hmm. Come join our we have community events. We're running Among Us constantly. As you heard, we're going to be doing some karaoke nights, and it's a lot of fun. Just come hang out, come blues with me in Apex.
Hey, speaking sometimes of that, Valorant, real quick, Valorant, the new map comes out for Among Us. So, are we playing next weekend,
dude? That is this weekend.
Yeah, that's I forgot all about it.
That would be a really good call.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so new map, it's the airship or whatever. So yeah, come hang out with us, join our Discord, get in here and play with us. Then you can find me in the Discord as Anytizer, and on Twitter it's at Anytizer89. Because I'm that original that I had to put some numbers at the end of it.
That's what we appreciate about just
this guy. But anyway, that's about all I got, fellas. You got anything else?
Hold on.
I forgot about Colt's favorite phrase. This is something he used to tell us, you know, before we started the show. He used to tell, you know, Nick and myself this all the time. He said, fellas, I want you to know one thing and one thing only. Sex is temporary. Gaming is forever.
Hell yeah, brother.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Do I need to wait 10 seconds or anything?
No, the music's playing, man. Just it's up to whatever you want to do.
Oh, okay.